from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Red Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw. Biggs time.
The Biggs Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a long time contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us now in the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay.
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you're the man and you got the team and you're ready for the big hour. This is it, buddy. This is the start of it, finally, at long last. It will be the debut.
We got tackle football tonight. They've got tackle football tomorrow night. They're going to – I mean, how about that? The NFL decides to take on high school football on a Friday night.
You're defending high school football? That's my job, Brad. Are you really afraid of them – polluting the Friday night lights?
I just think it's kind of tacky that they're some people are going to have to choose, and but the NFL they're going to play on a Wednesday on Christmas. Greed knows no boundaries,
right?
The return of the NFL is exciting, whether it's on a Thursday, a Friday, a Christmas Wednesday, whatever. Let's bring it on and enjoy it.
I think you're exactly right. So in that context, you'll be watching tomorrow night, correct? Are you prepared to make any predictions this year? We just shared our predictions for the Super Bowl. Wondered if you have already filed yours or if you're willing to share.
Oh, boy. Can the Chiefs three-peat, right? Like, that's the...
Sure.
That's the team you want to watch, and you talk about the talent at the quarterback position in the AFC. A lot of young guys, right? Joe Burrow, Lamar, who we'll get to see play against Patrick Mahomes tonight. Detroit, can they take another step? I just think San Francisco's had a lot of injuries. They've had a lot of distractions, and they've got a lot of veterans there, so maybe the 49ers can kind of navigate the long season. Sometimes when you see this many things go wrong, and they've had, some injuries, right? Didn't they cancel a joint practice because they didn't have enough healthy guys? I'm not talking about Ricky Pearsall's situation or anything of that nature, but it just seems like there's been a lot of noise around the 49ers, but that's a wildly talented roster. So, I don't know. I might have to get back with you guys on the prediction tomorrow after I watch the game tonight.
Awesome. Can't wait.
You can't spring it on me at the last second.
I'm sorry, Brad. I just thought you maybe had filed for the Tribune, but...
You probably didn't want to hear my baseball commentary. That's all right.
You're right. I didn't.
So Brad, we know that the injury report is out. We know there are six names on it. We also know that all were limited in practice, but two were not able to practice earlier in the week. Who's in? Who's out? Who must be in? Montez Sweat and Keenan Allen spoke yesterday. Seems like a good sign that the heel's not that serious.
Yeah, I think I look at that injury report, and the one that I'd have the most questions about as you look ahead to Sunday, Zach Pickens, the defensive tackle with the groin injury, right? I would almost be surprised if he's available for the game. I just think that he could be a little bit further off. Maybe I'm wrong, and that would be a good thing for him and a good thing for the defense, but that would be the one I think that would be most concerning when you're asking the question of, like, who might not play on Sunday. And you know, they might not have Karan active, the rookie offensive lineman, because of their numbers. But I think health-wise, he's in the right spot. So all things considered, especially when you factor – you know, they don't have a lot of action on injured reserve right now. It's a pretty clean injury report for the first one of the season, the Wednesday of week one.
So, Brad, when we talk about Sunday, how good is the opponent? Do you have a sense? Do you know what to expect? Because first-year coach, you never quite know how quickly he's going to get things going and how much they might be a surprise.
Yeah, and that's the big question. Right, is what are you going to encounter? And you think you got a pretty good idea because Brian Callahan's got a track record and you're interested in seeing what he can do with Will Levis at quarterback. Remember what the Bengals got going out of Jake Browning when Joe Burrow was hurt?
Yep.
You know, Callahan was there. They've invested in the offensive line, which was a weakness for that football team. And so you're sort of curious there. And then on the defensive side, they get Denard Wilson, who was a Bears pro scout from, I think it was 2008 to 2011, and then jumped to the coaching side, working his way up from the bottom of the ladder, a quality control guy down in St. Louis for Jeff Fisher, was still with the Rams when they went to L.A. Then he's had stops in with the Jets, with the Eagles, with Baltimore a year ago, and now he's a 42-year-old first-time defensive coordinator who tucked people around the league that have been around him, and they think he could have a head coaching position in his future. So what are you going to get from him? Well, it's a 34, so he's going to be able to disguise some things from Caleb. Caleb's going to have to diagnose where that fourth rusher's coming from at any given time, and you think, having watched what Baltimore's done, that you got some ideas. One thing that was impressive with Caleb yesterday is you got a rookie week one, and he's pinging off the names and or numbers of guys
that was good
that are on the opposing team. Yeah. I mean, that's sharp. That's dialed in. You can tell he's been studying his material, right?
This segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for 100 years, estwing.com. Aren't you just anxious to get it going? I mean, I hear you. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Every time the guy talks.
Training camp started forever ago.
It did, didn't it? I mean, it feels like.
Right, and it's just like you can only talk about it for so long before you're kind of ready to throw up your arms and say, okay, let's see it. Let's talk about actual game action. The preseason is, we know it's not indicative of what you're going to see from a team, a unit, or even an individual player. Like, there's just so many different challenges that they're going to face, and let's see them do it for real. Let's enjoy the game tonight. I mean, shoot, you got a game Friday, Sunday night, Monday night. So there's going to be plenty of football before we get to. Imagine how much football we will have all enjoyed by the time we get to Tuesday morning, which isn't far off.
One of the most overlooked defensive players, I feel like this preseason, as much as we have talked about it, as much as we all are ready for kickoff on Sunday, DeMarcus Walker is a guy they paid a lot of money to last year to come and make an impact. He's playing against his former team. He's likely to start opposite Montez Sweat, Brad. Is that going to be the plan? And then move inside on maybe nickel pass rush. What are reasonable expectations for DeMarcus Walker in this preseason in this opener, and then maybe a sack total for the season?
Yeah, sack total for the season for Walker, I think, 4.5, right? He had 3.5 a year ago. I think that would be reasonable.
You should see the look you got. You should see the recoil from Mr. David. 4.5 sounds correct.
That sounds low. That sounds like
modest. He had 3.5 last year, Dave. And in 2021, he had 2. In 2020, he had 4.5. In 2019, he had 4. His first two seasons in the league, he had 1 each year. Now, he had 7 in 2022 for Tennessee. That was with them doing a lot of exotic stuff, a lot of schemed up stuff, a lot of, it wasn't like you put the tape on and you talk to scouts, you say, hey, they got this guy with 7 sacks. And the scout would say, well, you got to look at it a little bit. It's not 7 snaps where he's lined up on the edge and he defeats the tackle and gets to the quarterback. I think, if they get 4.5, right?
I'm shrugging. If you're a top 5 defense and your starting defensive end has 4.5 sacks, I'm shrugging.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
You're the one that said top 5 defense, not me. I didn't hear Mully say it. Like, they've got a lot of things they got to get better at to go from middle of the pack to and that's where it's gotten a little crazy with this defensive discussion. Is early in the off season, I'd get mailbag questions or you'd hear people talk and they talk about the Bears and the ability to be a top 10 defense. Okay. And you're like, yeah, if they make some gains in these specific areas, your pass rush, not giving up the yards per attempt that I think I mentioned on the air earlier in the week, getting better in the red zone, some of these things, I could absolutely see it, them being a top 10 defense. They got to go out and do it, but I could see it. I think they got the personnel to do that. The conversation in so many places is shifted to top 5 defense, and I'm looking at it, and they took the quarterback at 1, then they came back and got the wide receiver at 9, they took the offensive tackle in round 3, they did add the 31-year-old safety in Byard. Like, how have we gone from taking the defense from a year ago and it being a top 10 discussion to now top 5.
The answer would be they drafted touchdowns. So they will now put people situationally And if they score more points, teams will have to throw to score against them.
Well, now, here's one stat, and I don't have it handy, but I can tell you the range for it. Because last year, they were tops in the league in rushing, right? And so I thought that one of the reasons that their sack total was so low, they had 30 sacks, yeah, they were 31st in the league, was that they simply didn't face a ton of pass attempts, like in comparison to other defenses that they were trailing, especially through that first half of the season, right? They've got a 2-7 record. A couple of those games are lopsided. So I said to myself, well, opponents must have been running the ball. There's fewer opportunities to hunt the quarterback. I looked it up. And again, I don't have it handy, but the Bears were top five in passing attempts against them, right? So there were all sorts of opportunities to hunt the quarterback. They just didn't get there. You're hoping that with Sweat, with the new guy, Daryl Taylor, with an improved Jervon Dexter, that these are some players that'll produce and will allow them to play to a level where, yeah, you're talking about this being a significantly improved defense, a defense that could fit securely in a top 10 discussion or maybe in a top 5 discussion. You know what? Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But I just think it's gotten a little out of hand from top 10 to top 5.
Here's the other thing, wet blanket. I think that when you look at the quarterbacks who they're playing, the schedule gives you an opportunity. Yeah. They're playing a couple of rookies.
Totally.
Bryce Young. Yeah. You look at down the road, there are chances for this defense if it does have a lead or if it does have complementary football. It's going to be better.
The Mike Sando quarterback tier story, he did a follow-up. The Bears have the second easiest schedule in terms of the quarterbacks they'll face in his tier.
Right. Therein lies the confidence. That's why.
And that's where that's the way I always try to attack the schedule every time it comes out, guys. You're looking at helmet logos and team names, and I'm picturing the quarterback, right? Yeah. What quarterback do they have to go up against? The schedule sets up nice, and that's why I answered in the mailbag yesterday. I just want to know straight up, is this a playoff team or not? And I think it is. And one of the reasons for confidence is the schedule sets up nicely for them. If you look at your friend of the program, Mike Florio's week one power rankings, take the bottom eight in the Pro Football Talk power rankings. The Bears have 7 games against those 8 teams. Now, the power ranking could look completely different in week 6 or 8, right? 2 of those teams could be real darlings. I don't know. I'm just saying right now, as you look at it, you're like, yeah, they're probably not going to be very good. Okay, Florida's got him there, whatever. His bottom eight, the Bears have got 7 of their 17 games against those teams.
I talked to a friend of mine who's out west, and I talked to him a few days ago, and he was cautioning me that that your offensive line better be good with Caleb Williams, because he holds the ball. He'll hold the ball now. And I'm like, dude, you have no idea what holding the ball looks like. But every Bears fan or anyone who's watched this team,
we've seen that,
knows what holding the ball looks like.
And there's a difference between holding the ball to create a run and creating a pass.
Exactly.
Well, he's still going to have to be mindful of it, guys, because the walls are going to close in on him more quickly than they did at USC. And that's, as I talk to different people and I've talked to, you know, guys that I have normal contact with during a season that I usually don't chit chat with a ton in the off season, have been reconnecting with those guys in the past 10 days anyway. You know, what do you think? What have you seen? Right. What would you look for? And yeah, it's how does he play? You know, can he play on time and make some of these big plays as well? What is it going to look like? How will he handle the tighter windows in the NFL? Like, it's fascinating, and I think you're just going to get a glimpse at it Sunday against Tennessee. Like, the as great as C.J. Stroud's rookie season was a year ago, and we talked about this multiple times during preseason, how he was horrendous in the preseason opener for the Texans last summer. You go look at his season opener, and they had a tough opponent, a tough task. They played Baltimore. I think they lost the game 26-7 or something like that. But Stroud, the completions, yardage looked normal. He didn't throw a pick. I think he lost a fumble and he was sacked 5 times. And you're looking at it and you're like, well, he turned it around, went over 4,000 yards. Mind you, I think he missed 2 games in late November or early December. So he did it in only 15 games and he had a great season. So we're just going to get a glimpse at Caleb on Sunday. And it's going to be a long season with opportunities to sort of chart growth and understand how he's fitting in with the pieces around him.
All right, Brad, we'll get your football predictions tomorrow, but I want to give you 30 seconds. What did you think of Craig Council pulling Shota Imanaga after 75 pitches with a no-hitter? You are a baseball guy. You have hot takes. What was yours?
75 or 95?
I'm sorry, 95.
95.
It was 95 pitches, 7 95. Innings.
Yeah.
What if it was 74? What if it was only 40?
What did you think?
Yeah, I think this late in the year, if you think you have a puncher's chance of using Shota in a wild card series, I think you got to pull 95 pitches.
That's surprisingly rational. Good take.
Rational. Dave, you and rational baseball conversations haven't been together in a while.
Great stuff, Biggie. We'll talk to you
tomorrow.
You're
the best, buddy.
Have a great day, guys.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to know. He's a big baseball guy.
He's a great baseball man. No question.
I think he's on the right side there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.